New Trump travel restrictions. Haiti on the orange list, 11 nations in red. New revelations have surfaced regarding Donald Trump's plan to impose travel restrictions on dozens of countries. According to reports from the New York Times, echoed by the Daily Beast, a total of 43 nations are expected to be affected by this new travel ban proposed by the far-right American president. This initiative, reminiscent of his controversial Muslim ban, could lead to either a complete travel ban or severe entry restrictions into the United States for thousands of individuals. The Caribbean Television Network was the first to reveal that Haiti is among the targeted countries. Haiti, Russia, and Belarus placed on the orange list. Haiti and Russia, along with Belarus, have been placed on the orange list. This classification imposes significant visa restrictions. In practical terms, obtaining a U.S. visa will become exceptionally difficult, requiring mandatory in-person interviews and stricter selection criteria. Regarding Russia, the Daily Beast indicates that this measure could create tensions with President Vladimir Putin. Wealthy Russians may still be able to obtain visas, but tourist and immigration visas would become nearly impossible to acquire. A total ban for 11 nations. According to the New York Times, 11 countries have been placed on a red list, meaning their citizens will be entirely prohibited from entering the United States. These nations include Afghanistan, Bhutan, Cuba, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Venezuela, Yemen, a yellow list for countries under observation. Other countries, including Chad, Dominica, and Liberia, have been placed on a yellow list. Citizens of these nations will have 60 days to address concerns raised about their visa applications before a possible ban is imposed. Ideological and political considerations. The prospect of a stricter travel ban was mentioned by Trump during a rally in October 2023, where he spoke about implementing an extreme ideological screening for immigrants. He stated, "If you support radical Islamic terrorist groups, you are disqualified. If you want to abolish the State of Israel, you are disqualified. If you support Hamas or the ideology behind Hamas, you are disqualified. And if you are a communist, Marxist, or fascist, you are disqualified." The Daily Beast. Following his inauguration in January, Trump signed an executive order aimed at reinstating the travel ban, citing the need to protect the United States from foreign nationals who threaten national security, the Daily Beast. However, many experts argue that countries like Haiti pose no security risk to the U.S. Critics denounce the measure as a politically motivated, discriminatory policy lacking any legitimate security rationale. A growing concern for the Haitian diaspora. With this new restriction in the works, Haitian communities in the United States are expressing deep concern about its impact on their relatives back home. Haiti's inclusion on the orange list is expected to make obtaining visas extremely difficult, complicating family visits, medical travel, and educational opportunities for thousands of individuals. As Haiti continues to face political and security challenges, this measure could deny many people a much-needed refuge. While the Trump administration justifies these decisions on national security grounds, opponents argue that the policy is driven by ideological and discriminatory motives. The official report from the U.S. State Department, which will finalize the implementation of these restrictions, is expected in the coming days.